This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قال صعد المنبر صعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المنبر فقال حديث in a collection of Abu Dawood in his Sunan with an authentic chain of narration narrated to us by Abu Barz al-Aslami. And he tells us that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام got on the minbar one day and said the following words, and the theme of unlawfulness of harm is still recovering here. And this is a heavy one. And not the language, but really just the topic or the concept, the way he says it, alayhi salatu wasalam, is he gets on the minbar and he says this thing. Most likely what he's referring to here is that he spoke on the minbar outside of Jumu'ah, which he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's a topic for another day in terms of, you know, how that's done or how that can be done. But alayhi salatu wasalam would get on the minbar sometimes outside of Jumu'ah to address the public and call people to listen. Meaning there were times where the Muslims were required to come and listen outside of Jumu'ah. That happened. I mean, and he did that frequently enough, alayhi salam. But again, talking about that is a whole different topic. I don't want to get into it. But anyways, he got on the minbar and he said the following. قَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ قَلْبَهُ. Oh, those who have stated the words of iman with their tongues, but iman is yet to enter their hearts. So it's a heavy... And it's a little bit of a pinch he's giving alayhi salam to certain people. And of course, something had happened that led up to him saying this. But this, لا تغتابوا المسلمين ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم. Don't backbite others, and don't follow their awrat. Follow their awrat. Don't search for their flaws and shortcomings. Don't look for the aspects of their lives that they want to conceal from the eyes of other people out of shame, embarrassment, or just privacy. Don't follow that. Don't look for it. Don't try to find something out about someone that they don't want you to find out, or they put in some effort for you not to find out. This is important. We all have that. We all have aspects of our personal lives that we don't want everyone knowing about. Don't go looking for it. Don't go asking. Don't try to find out things about others that they don't necessarily want you to find out. I'm not going to talk about the origin of it, but there is an innate desire within the nafs to do so. You are programmed within your nafs to want to do that. It's a part of your build. Why is it a whole different story, and how to get rid of it is a different thing. But it's there. Just knowing that is important, I think, for you, to know that that's a part of who you are. We like to know things about people that are personal, that are private, that are, especially if they're bad. Especially if they're bad. Like specifically, if it's bad. If it's something negative, it's something that is a flaw or shortcomings, it's extremely juicy. It's just you can taste it, and it's like better than ribs. People want it, people want to know. So don't allow yourself, don't follow into that, because don't feed into it, because it's there. So the Prophet ﷺ got on the minbar and he said these words. Those who act like they are believers, they say it with their tongues, but it's not in their hearts yet, because meaning that they're not practicing it yet. Don't backbite, don't speak about people behind their backs, and don't look and search for their privacies and that which you don't. فَإِنَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ عَوْرَاتِهِمْ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعِ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُ فِي بَيْتَهُ. Said, because the one who seeks the flaws and the privacies of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go after his. And the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes after his privacies, he will expose him within his own house. Within his own house, يَفْضَحُهُ. He'll expose you inside your home. Forget about being exposed outside your home. He'll expose you inside your house, he'll be exposed. يَفْضَحَكْ فِي بَيْتَكْ. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى السَّلَامُ اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْ يَا رَبِّ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. This is a very, very heavy hadith, and it's a very important one as well. Beware of, this is harm. Beware of saying bad things about other people. Beware of trying to figure out something about them that they probably don't want you to know, and you have no business knowing. Because if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go after yours, and then you'll be exposed within your own house. There's no way you can run away from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll get it out. And that's not how we function. And all the harm that he talks about, the majority of it, it's not physical, it's not steal, and don't, because that, he talks about simple stuff that are psychological, things that we don't even think about. You know, because we'll share a conversation like that easily. Oh, you hear about Fulan? He ended up, I always knew he was, yeah, we always knew that. But And we say these things where we beware of backbiting, beware of going after people's, because we all have them. We all have something we don't want people to know. It's a part of being a human being. If you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going after that and exposing it, then don't go after others. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند صحيح عن أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال صعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المنبر فقال يا معشر من آمن بلسانه ولم يدخل الإيمان قلبه لا تغتابوا المسلمين ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم فإنه من اتبع عوراتهم يتبع الله عورته ومن اتبع الله عورته يفضحه في بيته صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سمعك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرت إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام جزاكم الله خير بارك